painful bureaucracy, a lack of private investment and poor collaboration between different levels of government. That's what's still holding back the development of Northern Australia, according to some appearing at a parliamentary inquiry this week. And the hearings come about 4 years since the release of a white paper that was meant to revolutionise the North, as David Sparks reports.
Australia's north has always been something of a frontier, and when then Prime Minister Tony Abbott declared his ambition to inject new life into its regional economies, people dared to dream of a very different future. But Mount Isa Mayor Joyce McCulloch says so far the results have been underwhelming.
I'm sure that when the Northern Australia White Paper was released, everyone in Northern Australia, you know, they were all so excited and thought, right, things are finally going to start happening. But there's been a great lack of action with developing Northern Australia.
Joyce McCulloch's Shire is in remote northwest Queensland, and she's appearing today at a hearing in Mount Isa held by a parliamentary inquiry into the government's Northern Australia agenda. Another hearing was held yesterday in Townsville in North Queensland.
The thing that the federal government has to take note of is to make a difference, make a change, and to develop Northern Australia, there has to be significant policy changes to be able to do that. So, you know, we've got a lack of major infrastructure that can support the developing of Northern Australia.
The inquiry is being told it's not all bad news. It's heard about initiatives to boost education, foster innovative businesses, and some successes involving the $5 billion Northern Australia infrastructure facility. But common problems keep coming up. One is processes of obtaining government approvals to get projects up and running, with concerns it's extremely slow. And that's scaring off investors. Joseph O'Brien from Copperstring told the hearing there's another barrier slowing down the flow of capital to the north.
One of the big barriers for Northern Australia is that those that control capital flows in the public and in the private sectors lack an innate familiarity with Northern Australia. And all humans, we all are more comfortable making decisions, particularly quick and maybe slightly bold ones, in environments that we're familiar with. And the reality is, and it's no criticism of investment bankers in Sydney or fund managers in Melbourne, but they don't have the natural familiarity. And that is a practical barrier to procuring capital.
Joseph O'Brien told the hearing the difficulty attracting capital is particularly bad during a project's earliest stages when work is being done to get a proposal shovel-ready. He says the government's Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility, or NAIF, only provides funding to projects once they reach shovel-ready stage. As a solution, he's proposing a new government fund alongside the NAIF specifically to support the development of projects up until then.
And you can see how well that would complement the NAIF, which really, in a practical sense, is a very valuable pool of capital.
Mount Isa Mayor Joyce McCulloch says people living in the southern half of the continent need to understand that developing the north will bring benefits to the entire nation.
Population creates economy, so population up in the north, that's what we do need. You know, Australia is missing out on a lot of driven economy because the north is not being developed.
Mount Isa Mayor Joyce McCulloch, David Sparks reporting.